From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Days after the U.S. military in Iraq handed over the last prison under its control to the Iraqi government, four detainees have escaped. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports that a leading terrorist group is claiming responsibility for the breakout.
Iraqi officials confirmed the escapees had been charged with terrorism. A website that carries messages for insurgents said the men were high-ranking members of the Islamic State of Iraq, an umbrella group for al-Qaeda in Iraq. Iraqi officials said the head of the prison, a trusted figure who was trained by the Americans, is also missing. The escape came just 5 days after the U.S. handed over some 1,500 detainees to the Iraqi Justice Ministry. The U.S. is hanging on to some 200 detainees, who they call the most violent extremists. The prison is part of Camp Victory, a sprawling U.S. military base near the Baghdad airport. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
More Americans have been killed in southern Afghanistan. The NATO-led coalition says a bombing has killed four members of the international contingent, and U.S. officials confirm they are Americans. The Associated Press says the deaths bring to 69 the number of international service members killed in Afghanistan this month, including 52 Americans. Tropical Storm Bonnie has weakened to a tropical depression, but it's still enough of a threat for BP and federal officials to halt drilling on relief wells meant to be a permanent fix for the ruptured well in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports ships with cleanup workers are also leaving the site to wait out the storm.
Two rigs drilling relief wells are preparing to evacuate the Gulf ahead of the storm. The system could strengthen as it passes over the Gulf's warm waters. It's still on a direct path for the spill site. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says the most important vessels, the ones with deep-sea robots hooked up to the broken well, will stay in place.
We will remain on scene with the seismic vessels and the ROV vessels until they reach a sea state where they think they're going to need time to evade the storm.
Allen says the cap temporarily plugging the blown-out Macondo well will remain closed. Hurricane specialists say even if the storm strengthens, there's little chance of it becoming a hurricane. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, New Orleans.
President Obama is touting the overhaul of financial regulations he signed this week.
Wall Street reform is a key pillar of an overall economic plan we've put in place to dig ourselves out of this recession and build an economy for the long run.
Mr. Obama was speaking in his weekly address. He singled out Republican plans to keep in place tax cuts for wealthy Americans. The White House wants to extend tax cuts for the middle class, but end the reductions for the wealthy. In the GOP address, Indiana Congressman Mike Pence says Obama administration economic policies have failed. He also accuses Democrats of pushing more spending and more regulation. You're listening to NPR News. The number of banks that have failed so far this year is outpacing last year, and Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation spokesman Bob Barr says the closures have reached a new milestone.
Thunder Bank in Sylvan Grove, Kansas, was actually the 100th bank failure of 2010.
Seven bank seizures announced yesterday bring to 103 so far this year. Last year, the nation's biggest banks were subjected to so-called stress tests to determine if they had enough capital to weather hard times. Now, as Steve Beckner of Market News International reports, it's the turn of European banks.
European banks have heavy exposures to the government debts of financially strained Greece and other countries. After conducting stress tests to determine their capital adequacy, a number of those banks have come up wanting. The Committee of European Banking Supervisors says 7 of 91 banks would see their capital-to-asset ratios fall below the desired 6% under an adverse scenario. If the economy goes back into recession and if it is hit by a so-called sovereign risk shock, such as a default by a debtor nation, the committee says those banks' capital would fall short by $4.5 billion. Five of the banks are in Spain, one in Greece. The other is Germany's state-owned Hypo Real Estate Holding AG. On the whole, Europe's banks are deemed resilient. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Authorities in Mexico have found the remains of at least 38 people. They're believed to be victims of the country's ongoing drug wars. The bodies were found in a series of pits and scattered on the ground at a suspected drug gang dumping site near Monterrey in northern Mexico. Nearly 25,000 people have been killed since 2006. Investigators are looking for more bodies. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.